From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig has agreed to testify before Congress about steroid use by players. A House committee has subpoenaed a number of players and baseball executives. It's still unclear who else will testify. Meanwhile, today, facing a deadline, Major League Baseball turned over a box of subpoenaed documents. The handover comes 4 days before a House hearing on steroid use in baseball. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Major League Baseball met its deadline today and handed over approximately 400 documents to the House Government Reform Committee. Baseball attorney Stan Brand says the committee got virtually everything of significance it asked for with respect to past drug policy all the way back to the 1970s, as well as test results from the last 2 years.
The number of tests administered, the tests that were positive by number, and the percentage and the actual substances for which positive tests were obtained.
Brand says players' names were not included because it would violate privacy. According to Brand, committee members agreed to that stipulation. The on-time delivery of documents was the first sign of cooperation after last week's threats and counter-threats by Congress and baseball. The committee sent subpoenas to 7 current and former players and 4 major league officials, and Brand sent back a letter to the committee saying baseball would challenge the subpoenas. In his words, the committee had no jurisdiction to investigate steroid use in baseball. Brand no longer represents the individual players who, he says, are consulting their own lawyers. Negotiations are going on this week between the players and the committee. Yesterday, committee chair Tom Davis repeated on NBC's Meet the Press that there will be serious consequences if the players don't comply with the subpoenas.
We expect them all to show up.
All.
We expect them to. That's what the subpoena is. Now we're going to meet, and there may be one who gets an excuse here or there. But we expect them all to be, or we're ready to vote out a contempt resolution.
Among the 7 players subpoenaed, there's new attention today on retired slugger Mark McGwire, who broke Roger Maris's single-season home run record in 1998. Over the weekend, a New York Daily News report linked McGwire to a major federal steroids investigation in the early 1990s. McGwire wasn't a target in the investigation, nor was there any evidence collected against him. But McGwire is repeatedly accused of steroid use in former teammate Jose Canseco's current tell-all book, and the Daily News article adds to McGwire's mounting image problems. At spring training, McGwire's former manager, Tony La Russa of the St. Louis Cardinals, had a very short answer when asked about McGwire by an ESPN reporter.
I believe in Mark.
Lawmakers on the House committee say they are trying to figure out just who and what they can believe about the issue of steroids. Attorney Stan Brand still maintains it's not the constitutional function of Congress to lift the veil, as some are characterizing the investigation into past steroid use in baseball. But it appears Congress will try on Thursday. The question remains, who'll be there to help? Tom Goldman, NPR News.